NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Man, Super Bowl champ sounds so good. Golly,
man, it does.
Sheesh. I hear it sometimes, and I get depressed because I was a few snaps away from being there with you, my friend. You know, that's a bond, a common bond we will kind of, sort of share, kind of, but not really. But anyways, I digress. Welcome into the show. Second hour, Up on Game. I'm excited about that. I'll tell you why, because this is our show, and we do what we do. We talk about sports. You know, if you missed anything, we talked about the big fight taking place tonight between Porter and Crawford. That's going to be a nice one. We talked about some football that's going on right now. It just got a lot of good stuff coming on, and we got a lot to get to this hour. We'll have a legendary moment. One of your boys is this week, man. Big Captain Kurt. You know, this is. He was dropping some. I mean, it had to be.
He changed the game.
Man. Whew. Man, is he a special one or what, man?
So you're talking about 6'3", 6'4", playing the linebacker position at about 260, 265.
Man, yeah. He looked like he was heavier than that. Whew,
he changed the game.
I mean, you know the crazy thing about it is?
The crazy thing about it was I think LeVon Kirkland was making $5 million a year back then. It was 20 years ago, and he was the highest paid linebacker in football.
Wow. He's a bad man, Doc. That was a bad man, and he had some great words. Can't wait to get to that. That'll be coming up in the next segment. But right now, TJ, you know, Vaughn is a legend, so he probably needs this. What is he looking for, TJ? I mean, what does he need?
To feel his best with them dry. I mean,
don't we all?
Want to lose weight? Try M Dry Lean Protein Powder, backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdryformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdryformen.com.
All right.
Hey, TJ.
Wonderful.
What'd it do? I bet you won't step on Captain Kirk Terrible Towel.
I didn't step on my own Terrible Towel. Hey, man, one thing about me, man, nobody was going to intimidate me or stop me from doing nothing I wanted to do. No, it didn't matter. It ain't matter.
Let them know how you really feel.
What's funny, though? It was all in good fun. Yo, the Pittsburgh Steelers fans sold me that Terrible Towel in the elevator on the way to the game.
I can't stand that you sell that story, man. I can't even take it.
Sell
as
the
a
story.
Fan, like
I paid
as,
a hey, I paid a hundred. Oh, hey, I paid $100 for that towel
I
in the elevator.
I want to know who this person is.
$100,
crispy $100.
I want to know who this person is. Man.
I don't know who. I offered him $20. He told me no. I gave him $100. He said cool.
They took it from me.
I had it as a streamer during pregame, and Marvin tried to take it from me. I'm like, no. So I put it in Hugh's back pocket. As we were running off the field, I saw it hanging out of Hugh's back pocket.
And
I snatched it out.
Cleaned your cleats.
Yeah, it was impromptu.
The nerve of you. Speaking of the Terrible Towel, let's get to a legendary moment.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
Take me into that meeting room. Take me into that locker room. What was that like with those personalities?
Man, we had Rod Woodson, Carnell Lake, Darren Perry, and
DP.
Deion Figures, man.
Yep, Figs.
And the thing about that, Greg Lord was probably the alpha male of all the alpha males that we had in that joint. I was the one who called the signals, but Greg was that. He was that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Rod was that guy. And man, they, like back then, dude, you had to earn your respect with the players more so than the coaches, right?
Mm.
You know, like, because we
talked
about
that. That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Go ahead, speak on it now.
Let me tell you something. The coach, you know, the front office and the coaches, they might have drafted you, but you had to earn your respect with the player, because G. Lloyd and Greg, and no, G. Lloyd and Rod Woodson would not let you on that field unless you met their standards.
Mm.
So forget the defensive coordinator, who we had, Dom Capers, then we had Dick LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
If Rod and G. Lloyd did not approve of you, you weren't playing with that team.
Wow.
They would call you out like that. Wow. That's how it was, man. They would call you out. You had to really earn your respect as a player on that team, especially if you talk about playing linebacker at Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, you had to be a player, man. And we took ownership of defense. We believed wholeheartedly in what defense was supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressive, proactive. And then we had that Blitzberg thing going on, that fire zone defense, and nobody knew where we were coming from, man. That's mm-hmm. when quarterbacks were still under center, and man, we were feast. Man, I think we had like 55 sacks that year.
Wow.
Everybody got sacks on that team. Even the cornerbacks got mm-hmm. sacks on that team. Dude, it was no joke, man. We had so much pride as far as defense is concerned. And then you take the linebacker position. That linebacker position was serious, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be a Pittsburgh Steel.
Best ever.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay. It's okay to say it. It's the best ever. And some people may be able to debate it, you know, the whole, like we talked about, Sam Mills and Pat Swillen and those guys. That 94 group is the greatest assembly of linebackers ever.
All right, that's a legendary moment with the captain, L. Kirk.
Cap, appreciate you, Cap.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, it is debatable, but I don't find it in my book. And maybe I'm biased, but I mean, take away the bias. Was there ever a greater assembly of linebackers?
You forget Chad Brown was there.
Four of them.
Chad Brown.
LaVon Kirkland were on the inside. G. Lloyd and Kay Green were on the outsides.
And guess what?
Jason Gilden.
And Jason Gilden was a backup.
On the backup, playing special teams, and ended up being the leading sack leader of all time for the franchise. Imagine that.
But man, just listening to Cap, man, I had an opportunity to play five years with him, and just the accountability of what he's talking about. When they say the standard is the standard in Pittsburgh, there's a standard. The physicality of which we practice with was second to none. Could you imagine being in training camp and the first series of practice was live run?
Mm.
That's what the football practice used to be like. And Jerome Bettis was the tailback.
Mm.
And the first session of practice was live run. Mm. And we was tackling all the way to the ground. It wasn't no blowing the whistle, everybody stand up.
Thud them up.
Live goal line on Saturdays. Do you know what that was sounding like? It was physically intimidating to me. I came out of college. I'm like, hold on, man. I should have played basketball. They hitting entirely too hard out here.
I actually went to St. Francis. St. Francis, am I saying?
In Latrobe.
Yeah, I went there when I was in high school, man. Even when I was in college, to watch the training camps, and just amazing, man. And for me to be a fan first, and I got to say, I was very jealous of you getting, like, it's like you're looking at it like, oh, Var went number two. I'm looking at it like, dang, Plex went to Pittsburgh. Like, if there were anything that I could ever, if I had a genie in a bottle. And they gave me 2 to 3 wishes. One of those wishes would have been to take me back, and I'll go 8. Was it 8?
Yeah, it was 8.
I'll go 8. You can have 2. You from DC? You from VA? You could go to DC. You could have DC. I would have.
I would have taken one of them wishes, and I would have tried to – I would have used it to go play for Pittsburgh, man. Nothing I would have like took it from there, man. But LeVon Kirkland, man, he's got a lot going on. He's got – you know, he's working with the South Carolina Hall of Fame. He's doing a lot of great things, and he's someone that we'll hear from. He's a part of the Up On Gang community, part of the Legends community. So many great people, so many great names, and – As this continues to grow, man, I'll tell you what, when we take Up On Game on the road, and everybody, you need to be paying attention to it because this is coming. It's coming soon. We will be going on the road, and we will be doing these interviews in person and live. If you were wondering why it's just me that's doing the interviews, well, you know, we got to get it to the point of where we get supported and we can go live with it, and I can bring my boys in, my bros in with me, and we could actually do it in person in front of a live audience. How cool would that be? So we working towards something here, y'all. Just know we're building and we're growing. We're not just jumping on the microphones and cracking the mic every Saturday for your listening pleasure. We're actually building up to be able to be in front of you. In fact, we should be going to Las Vegas pretty soon here to do a live show. That's right. That's right. We're going to end up doing something live here in Las Vegas coming up here pretty shortly. We'll be making sure we let you guys know all of the developments that's taking place. So stay tuned. If you need to check out what we got going on, you've missed any shows, make sure you check us out on our podcast, download the podcast, see what we got going on. Check us out on Up On Game Network, on social, on IG. We're also on Twitter. So make sure you check up on the network and see what's coming. Guys like James Jackson, guys like Rhett Butler, they are a part of the community. Their shows are amazing. You get segments with them on the show, but Legendary Moments, you know, Straight Facts Podcast, Pretty Left Hook Podcast. We're bringing so much variety to what it is that we're trying to do in the radio game. So we appreciate all the support that you guys would be, you know, willing to give us. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this bad boy, we're going to come back. We're going to talk Baker Mayfield, and then we're going to jump into some Up On Game, Down On Game. See where we're at now. You know, I'm the best at calling all of these games and stuff like that. You know, I'll be crushing TJ and Plex and all that stuff with all this. Anyways, I'm so good. I be winning so much cash, homie. Straight cash, homie. Straight cash on a ram. You know what I'm saying? Because it's that time of the year. I got to crank that bad boy up. You hear that finely tuned engine that just turned on right there? I jump in there. I take it out for a little ride, you know, jump into the stadium parking lot. It's football season, so you know I got to jump out there, give back, be a part of the tailgates. You know, it's the season. You know, that's what you do. You pack up your coolers, your grills, your widescreen TVs. You load them up. Hey, y'all, we got to do this one day, by the way. Every time I do this read, I feel like, man, we got to go do a tailgate at some point all together. But anyways, maybe that's going to be in Vegas. This is the truck brand redefining what a truck can be. Ram leads the pack in interior design. Ryan, Sam, Ilo, y'all can come jump in the Ram. It's got a ton of interior space. The design is amazing. The technology, the overall quality is amazing. In fact, J.D. Power just ranked Ram as the number one rated brand in new vehicle quality in the entire automotive industry. That's right. The first time a truck brand has ever scored that high. Ram trucks. They have the rugged durability to haul what you need and luxurious interiors to make the drive to every away game a pleasure. On top of that, we be having them heads turning when we get behind the wheel of that bad boy and we pull up. So get ready for football with a Ram truck. Learn more about Ram as what they have to offer at Ram Truck. trucksplural.com. For 2021 JD Power Award info, visit jdpower.com/awards. Like I said, we'll be right back with some Baker Mayfield, some are you up on game or are you down on game. We're going to do that, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Hope y'all enjoying the show. Hope y'all enjoying y'all football weekend, man. This is Up On Game. TJ Hushman's out of Plexico Birds. I'm LeVar Arrington. You just heard the man, the myth, the legend, Captain LeVon Kirkland on our legendary moment, man. We'll be right back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Skate, 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 skate. Welcome back into the show. Welcome back into the show. If you're listening to the podcast, you think that I have lost my mind because all you're hearing is me sing this Young Thug ski. But if you listen to the show, you might hear the music with us doing what we're doing. All right, so make sure you Subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to us right now. And if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you're listening to the radio show when we're on radio. That's Saturdays, you know, it's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check us out. My man Plexico Burrs, they call him Stretch Armstrong. We got TJ Hushmanzada, they call him Pantene Man. And if you wonder why they call him Pantene Man, it's because his hair is still all black for some strange reason. It looks like you're looking in a mirror when he comes into the studio. Ooh. It looks amazing. I mean, pause and all that good stuff, but I'm just saying, I'm just talking about Pantene, man. Anyways, let's get to this. This weekend, I'm actually calling this game with Gus Johnson tomorrow, fellas. I had an opportunity to even have a conversation and interview Baker Mayfield on the game. And, you know, after talking to them, they're 5-5. They're at 500. They just took a licking from the Patriots, but it seems as though this is the type of team in a very turbulent AFC North. They still have a chance to do what they need to do to get back into the race for the division and possibly put themselves in a good position. We all, like we said earlier in the show, November is the time where football really makes a difference. Are you trending up or are you trending down in November? That generally tells the story of what the rest of the season is going to be. They get Nick Chubb back. That's going to be a tremendous addition to this team. What say you guys to the proposition that Baker Mayfield can make it to the bye week healthy enough, get the team back on track? Is this foreseeable for the Cleveland Browns?
The Cleveland Browns have a strong football team on both sides. Games are won and lost up front. Offensive line, defensive line, they're stout on both sides.
Correct.
The best offensive line in football. Run game is strong. It's going to be up to Baker. And everybody piles on Baker and is, Baker ain't doing this and Baker's not doing that. But ultimately, when you look at the team around him, you hate to say this, right now, he's the reason they're losing a lot of he's the first pick and they treat him like a game manager. When you draft a quarterback that high, he has to be the reason, not the problem. And right now, he's the problem. They got to figure this out because they're in this rut when they play good teams. Like, there's no way you should lose to New England the way they did. And then they'll roll Detroit tomorrow, and it's, oh, they're back. Beat the good teams, Baker. Play mistake-free football. Throw to the open receivers. And when they're open, actually throw it to them. And you should win games. It sounds very simple. But the Cleveland Browns have everything to be a great team. It's up to Baker to make that happen.
What you thinking, Plex?
They do have everything to be a very good team. But every time we get to talking about Baker Mayfield, we get to talking about the same thing. He's just not a franchise quarterback. Mm. They have the best offensive line in football, just like you said. They have premier wide receiver in Jarvis Landry. OBJ is no longer there. You have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and you have a stout defense, but yet and still, they're ranked last in the division. That's just the NFC North, and I don't think the Cleveland Browns make the playoffs this year because the AFC is so loaded with wild card teams with the being competitive. I think that either Baltimore or Cincinnati is going to win this division, and nobody out of the AFC North is going to be a wild card.
So they spanked Cincinnati.
I'm just saying, every time we get to talking about the Cleveland Browns, it's the same old story, just like TJ said. He's not a franchise quarterback, and he doesn't win the games that he needs to win. It's plain and simple. He gives the ball away too much. And just like TJ said, he's a number one pick. You draft a number one pick to be a franchise quarterback and be elite. And it's the same old thing.
All right.
They won't make the playoffs this year.
Whoa. I actually think that this is a big game for them, bigger than what I was anticipating coming into it. You know, the fact that the Detroit Lions have not won a game doesn't doesn't really, really paint the picture of where this team is currently. They just tied the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were in position to beat Cincinnati. I mean, they have been very close to turning that corner, and I think that this could be a possible trap game for the Cleveland Browns, man, and they need to get this. It's possible.
I was getting ready to say,
we know you're calling a game, and you have to be
it could be a trap game.
Don't do that.
It's possible.
Hey, up on game.
Okay,
hey,
now let me.
They're going to trap game, the Detroit LeVar. Lions in the corner, and they're not going to be able to get out. That type of trap.
Hey, you might be right.
I thought you were getting ready to say it was going to be a trap game for the Lions.
No. It's not a trap game for the Lions. But I will say this: if you break it down, because I've had to break it down to the organic detail, to the compound, it actually is an interesting matchup of field. Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup up front. We just said that about, you know, winning games. The games are won up front. You just mentioned how strong they are up front for Cleveland. They're not bad. You know, they got Penei Sewell on Detroit's team. They got a pretty decent offensive line. I had a good talk with DeAndre Swift. That was a pretty good conversation. I don't think that Detroit will win the game, but I do think that it has trap game potential. But then again, I predicted that Michigan State would beat Ohio State today. So what do
hey,
I know?
Hey, LeVar, all who's right. the starting quarterback for Detroit tomorrow?
I'm not going to touch on that until tomorrow, hey. But you know what that is. You know what that's hitting for. Hey, so let's switch gears to your boy Jimmy Garoppolo. The 49ers have the Jaguars tomorrow night. While that's that's going to be conceivably an easy win, they beat the Rams. They beat the Rams after getting shellacked by the Arizona Cardinals. But you look at the way that 49er team played. They came out with a burr on, and they played what you come to know of a Kyle Shanahan team, which where they were physical, they were moving fast, they were executing, and guys, I don't know if y'all saw the game, but Kyle Shanahan's play calling, his rhythm in that game and the calls that he was making and the creativity of how he was moving the ball around was pretty insane. And so now you take a look at how well they did in that game. You got Jacksonville. They should get that one. Then you got the Vikings, and then you had the Seahawks. To me, this stage is set for this 49ers team, even though they lost to Arizona twice. The stage is set possibly for the 49ers to make a real run for their division in that NFC West.
Hold on.
Do you buy it?
The 49ers going to make a run at their division, and the Cardinals are 8-2?
Yes. There's a possibility they
and
may
the
make a run
7-3.
For it. Yes.
Hey, I'm going to say that's zero chance.
And the 49ers.
Y'all saying zero chance?
Zero chance.
Okay, so zero chance. What does that mean for Jimmy Garoppolo's job security?
Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter this year. When you trade what they traded up to get Trey Lance, it's not when. It's not if. It's just a matter of when. Trey Lance is the quarterback of the future. This would be Jimmy G's last year in San Francisco. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
They're not going to the playoffs, and so they can't have an opportunity. They won't be given an opportunity to win a Super Bowl because I don't believe they're going to make the playoffs. This is it for Jimmy G in San Francisco, and that was the reason. You don't give up what they did to go get Trey Lance to say, oh, Jimmy G, we're going to pay you $25 million next year to start. They didn't want to pay him that this year, but they knew it was going to be a project getting Trey Lance to play. You went to a small school. He didn't play many games. He didn't take many snaps. It's a process with him.
LeVar, you change it up every week. Every other week, you change up.
I like to do it.
The teams in the division.
I like
and,
to do it.
And if they're they, upward or downward.
They change
hey, LeVar, hey, they're 1-4 in the division, bro. They're 1-4 in the division.
A few weeks ago, you just said they a couple weeks up. Ago that the Arizona Cardinals was going to win the NFC West and the –
And then Kyler Murray went down.
They're not better than the Rams, so I picked the Rams to come out of the NFC, period. We're talking about the division.
Man, they 1-4 at home, man.
They're an okay football team. By the end of the season, they're going to finish dead last in the division because I believe Seattle's going to make a late season run and finish with a better record than the 49ers.
No way.
With that being said, the 49ers will finish last in the division. And just like TJ just iterated a few seconds ago, this will be Jimmy Garoppolo's last season as being a quarterback for the 49ers because they're going to finish dead last.
I'm not necessarily sold that this is Jimmy Garoppolo's last season. I think next year would definitely be his last year, but I'm not sold that this year is his last season. I'm not sold on that.
Listen, if you can get the same production out of Trey Lance as you can get from Jimmy Garoppolo.
But can you get the same production? We didn't see him get.
They're 4-5. They're 4-5, LeVar. They're 4-5. Okay, if Trey
wasn't Trey Lance a part of one of them?
They'll be 3-6.
Wasn't Trey Lance a part of one of them losses?
He's a rookie, dude. He paid.
Oh, now we put qualifiers out there. All right.
He didn't play many games in college football. He didn't even throw many passes in college football.
All right.
The 49ers last of the division. Period. Point.
You know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do. We're going to ask TJ about what Jimmy Garoppolo can do to make sure he holds off Trey Lance from taking his job, and then we're going to go to Ilo. So what is it? Well, help him out, TJ. Give him a little advice, you know.
Feel your best with M-Drive. You want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean. Ooh. Protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. Y'all already know.
Hey, why TJ go to that 1-800 number voice?
You know what I mean?
I gotta make sure they know I'm serious.
Absolutely.
Hey, you want to feel like a man?
Hey, that's the late night radio voice.
He got that late night, that nighttime dog voice. This is the nighttime dog coming to you live.
Spicy.
With the smooth. Oh, that is funny. All right, Ilo, let's see if you can beat TJ's nighttime voice.
I can't.
Ilo, leave it alone, baby.
Let's see what you got.
I can't because you guys got him to do the world famous LeVar laugh. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the airy laugh.
The squeak. You got to listen very closely. This. When you get the squeak, you know that
it was
you scored.
It was definitely funny.
Guys, we have another big NFL update for you. This also from the AFC North. Guys, the Baltimore Ravens have just added quarterback Lamar Jackson back on their injury report with an illness, so he is now officially listed as questionable to play tomorrow against the Chicago Bears. Of course, earlier today, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger cleared COVID protocols. He is expected to start on Sunday Night Football against the Chargers in Los Angeles. On to the college football scoreboard, where number 4 Ohio State now leads 7th-ranked Michigan State 42-0. They have 5 minutes and 46 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Now, guys, if I was a good person, I would just leave it at that because we have a coworker who's obviously having a rough day today given the status of that game. Fortunately, I am not a good person, so I'm going to add insult to injury by playing a highlight from that game. Here's the great Paul Keels on WBNS.
Stroud under center, Ruckert motioning to the right. Give goes to Mayan Williams, coming to the left side, and Williams into the end zone for the touchdown.
He sounds bored, frankly.
I mean, we lost 33-24. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, this is Sparta. We got them too.
If I was just a bad person instead of a horrible person, I would refrain from giving the statistics of Ohio State's quarterback CJ Stroud. Fortunately, I'm a horrible person. CJ Stroud, 23 out of 25, 330 yards, 5 touchdown passes.
They put him in the NFL.
Late Heisman run.
Ooh. Good Googler Moogler.
I guess
help him out, Michigan State.
I guess Mel Tucker paying it forward after he got his great deal. He's going to get CJ Stroud a great deal.
Mel took his foot off the gas. Mel had his foot on the gas. He took his foot off the gas. I know I said I wouldn't change once I got that money, but once I got it, I was gone.
That's not the only 42-0 score. Georgia leading Charleston Southern 42-0 with 1:42 left to play in the second quarter. So that's the same score of a game between two top 10 teams. Clemson still leading 10th-ranked Wake Forest 17-10. 1:22 left in the second quarter. Number 13, Oklahoma and Iowa State tied at 7 with 5:29 left in the second quarter. A couple of non-conference games. Number 16, Texas A&M up 38-0 over Prairie View A&M at halftime. Number 25, Mississippi State a 35-0 halftime lead.
Man, it's the week of blowouts.
That's right, over the Tennessee State Tigers. Back to you guys.
All right. Well, speaking of all these scores and all this stuff going on that Ilo just hit us with on trending, let's get to it. Up on game, down on game, y'all.
Time for some picks.
Are you up on game?
Hey, let's crank this up. Let's crank it up.
Or down on game.
Get down.
What you got, Ryan?
All right, we're going to take a look first off at how you guys did last week, because it was a weird week last week. Of course, Plax wasn't with you guys last week, but don't worry, Plax. You did just as well on your totals as LeVar and TJ did.
Oh, wow. Dang.
That is unbelievable. Really?
There were two games that were pushes on the totals. That's so the other three you guys missed on. You went 0-3-2 on your totals, both of you.
0-3-2. That is insanely horrible. I generally am dominant in my picks, but wow. You know.
That's true. You know, that's
man, I don't even recall my picks being that bad.
Oh, falling down the stairs stuff, man.
Man, I fell and I can't get up.
Hey, TJ, don't you start falling down the stairs stuff.
And I can't get up.
It's okay. TJ, you did go 3-2 on your game picks, and LeVar, you went 2-3.
Yeah, okay. So you got game picks. The totals, game picks. Okay, that makes sense. That's more like me.
It's okay. It's okay. So let's take a look now at week 11. First off, we're going to look at a big game here in the AFC. That is Colts at Bills. Bills favored -7 here, over under 49.5. LeVar, we'll start with you.
The Bills and who?
The Colts.
Indianapolis. Yeah.
49. I'm taking the over on this 49 points. And no. I'm taking the under. I'll change my mind. I'm taking the under on it, and I'm going to take the blue. I think the Colts are going to win this game. I'm taking the under, and I'm taking the Colts.
Well, I'm going opposite, completely opposite. I'm taking the Bills and over.
I'm taking the Bills and the under.
All right, sounds good. Next off here, we got the Ravens at the Bears. Ravens favored -6, over under 44.5. TJ, we'll start with you.
Well, we don't know if Lamar is going to play. I'm not so sure that's going to matter. So I'm going to take the Ravens in the under.
I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm also going to take the under on this one.
Perfect. All right, next up in the NFC here, we're looking at Saints at Eagles. Eagles favored -2.5, over under 42.5. Plax, we'll start with you.
I'm taking New Orleans, and I'm taking the over on the points.
I'm going to take New Orleans in the over.
Well, this is really good because I'm actually going to go the Eagles. They're trending in the right direction in
my
eyes.
They do look pretty good.
The Saints have a lot of starters out, so I'm taking the Eagles. And I'll go under.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, we got a tight one here in the AFC. Bengals at Raiders. Bengals favored -1. Over under is 50.5. LeVar, we'll start with you.
I'm going to take the under on that 50, but I'm going to take the Bengals, the Bungles, to take this game, though. I'm going to show them some love on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm going with the Bengals. They're the better football team in my eyes. They're going to score a lot of points. The Raiders will score. I'll take the over. I mean, it's okay. We'll
win. How I went at your team?
Yeah, we beat you.
did they beat the Washington? Who's you? I didn't play for no team.
You played with the Washington football team.
I don't even know who they are. Go ahead. What you got, Plex? What you got, Plex? I don't even know what y'all talking about.
I am taking Cincinnati, and I'm taking over the points. I just think that, you know, there's not going to be a lot of defense played in this game, even though Cincinnati, I think, has a great defense. But I just think Derek Carr and Waller throwing the ball up and down the football field, so it's going to be over 50.
Huh. All right.
All right, last one here, and it's the biggest one of the weekend. We got Cowboys at Chiefs. Chiefs are favored -2.5. Over-under is huge here, 56.5. TJ, we'll start with you.
The Chiefs, they don't cover very often. They covered last week. I don't believe they're going to do it 2 weeks in a row, so I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm going to go with the over. Shootout.
Oh, man, it's the craziest thing because LeVar was saying that my Kansas City Chiefs was finished a few weeks ago.
I did say
and
that.
And they are going in the right direction.
They are trending in the right direction.
They are 6-4 right now, and they got three home games in a row. So the next 3 weeks, they have the possibility of being 9-4. Yeah. I'm going with the Chiefs, but I'm taking the under on the points.
Oh, Nelly. Shouts out to the late, great Keith Jackson. I used to call our games Plex. Probably not TJ's because they weren't big enough. You know what? I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys in this one, and I'm going to take the over as well. I think they will score a lot of points in this game. There will be some defense, but just not enough. But I do not have the type of trust and faith in this Kansas City team. As I said, I did think they was washed. But they have shown that they could win, and they did get back on track offensively last week. But nonetheless, I'm still thinking that the way the Dallas Cowboys played this last game, I think that they're going to have enough to be able to beat these boys.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's up on game or down on game?
Up on game, down on game. Thank you, Ryan Bershinger. It was very nice of you to do this. Shouts out to you.
Remember when I was saying that the Dallas-Kansas City game would be the game that changes the whole season around?
Well, that's pretty interesting. You may have said that. I'm not going to give you that credit because if I did, that would make you sound like you were super
smart.
Now
they are 6-4. They started out, 1-3 or 1-4? Now they're 6-4. They got three home games in a row, Dallas, Denver, and the Raiders.
I hope I'm right, just for the sake of being right, because I believe I'm right, but you could be right, and it's going to be fun to talk about it. That's all I'm going to say. And you know what else is right? Ram trucks. You know why? Because you could jump into that bad boy, and you could get to the stadium parking lots, and you know what you're going to do? You're going to tailgate. Get you some kielbasa sandwiches and some hot dogs and some chili cheese fries or some chili nachos, however you want to do it. You could put it all in your cooler, your grills, or your widescreen TV, so you could just stay there and watch it from your Dodge Ram. Load it up today. The truck brand redefining what a truck can be. Ram leads the pack in interior design, technology, and overall quality. In fact, J.D. Power just ranked Ram as the number one brand in new vehicle quality in the entire automotive industry, the first time a truck brand has ever scored that high. I can read really fast, and I can do it really fast. You know why? Because Rams move really fast, and I'm trying to keep up with my Ram truck and how quickly it can move up and down that road with that rugged durability, hauling, power. And it also has that luxurious interior, nice interior. It makes your ride a pleasurable one. Get behind the wheel of a truck brand that will turn heads every time you pull up to the game. Get ready for a football with a Ram truck. Learn more about Ram and what it has to offer at RamTrucksPlural.com. For 2021 JD Power Award info, visit jdpower.com/awards. On the other side of this, we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to have some crosstalk with Miss Joy Taylor. See what she's got going on. She always has some amazing guests. We'll chop it up with her for a few minutes before we turn the show over. Turn the microphones over to her. Shouts out to the Berg.
Hey,
you
man.
Know, the Berg's
Ohio
finest.
Ohio State,
you know,
about
mean?
To put up half a century in the first half.
On Michigan State, Plexico Burris' team. Somebody didn't put the Spartans up on game for this weekend's game, but you know what? That's all right. We're going to keep y'all up on game next. It's Fox Sports Radio.
Whoa, Nelly!
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're different. It's different. We're different. Joy's different. Everybody's different. I don't know why we are, but I'm freestyling.
I know why we're different.
Why we different?
I know why. Because you feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean.
M-Drive.
Protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com.
Man, the nighttime dog voice from TJ Hushmanzada. Pantene, man. You add that Pantene here with that M-Drive, man, I'm sure it's just curtain. Anyways, we got the amazing Joy Taylor with us right now. Joy, what you got coming up, girlfriend?
What am I walking into?
You know, we like to keep it spicy around here. You dig?
Spicy. You know, I'm glad I learned that you can't sing too, but you're not ashamed about it, LeVar.
Oh yeah, you know, I like to do it. I really can't sing.
We have a lot in common.
I don't know how you really feel.
I've been listening to the LeVar cannot sing. I've been listening to the Adele new album. I listened to it six times.
Yeah, and you'd be singing it out loud.
Yeah, and nobody can sing like Adele except for Adele. So you're setting yourself up for failure there.
True.
I believe I just heard a clip of LeVar saying, I distinctly feel like it was LeVar's voice saying something to the degree of Mac Jones is ahead of Tom Brady right now. Is that what I heard?
I did say that. And it's easy.
Blaspheming.
I can tell you why there is some truth to it.
I would love to hear it.
Well, because Mac Jones is playing at a very, very high caliber right now in what year of his career?
Yep, that's the only reason why is because Mac Jones is a starter.
That's all I have to go on right now. So for all intents and purposes, I am actually 100% correct.
You are.
Tom Brady did not play his rookie year and did not have the success as early as Mac Jones is having right now. So that was where that came from. That was the only reasoning behind it. I do not believe that it is realistic that any quarterback, let alone Mac Jones, will have the career that Tom Brady had.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, but I will say in this moment, it was sarcastic. It was a sarcastic type of approach. That's all it was. What you got going on the show today, though, Joy?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Mac Jones because I watched that game on Thursday night, and then I watched the reaction afterwards, and I feel like I was watching a different game than the rest of America because the Atlanta Falcons are not good. They're not a good football team.
They're not.
Yeah. They can sneak up on you now, but they're not good. And
trappers.
The last two interceptions of the game, I don't want to hear about that. That's nonsense. It's just the Mac Jones hype train is getting a little out of control. It's not taking anything away from Mac Jones.
Man, it is out of control.
That Mac Jones isn't doing everything that's being asked of him, and it's very impressive.
True.
But I have a rule in life. I got a couple rules in life. But one of them is don't compare anybody to Tom Brady. And
I mean, that's fair.
It's a safe zone. I feel like it applies to everybody, no matter where you're from, what you do. Just don't compare anybody to Tom Brady. He's just one of one, and it's just an exercise in futility to do that. So
I think we got to
slow it down a little bit.
I think I just got to say, hey, Plexico, we can compare one thing where we outdid Tom Brady, and it will always be that.
Oh, here you go.
We were all in the same draft.
I got something that I can compare myself to Tom Brady too.
What you got?
Out of our draft, myself and Tom Brady, we were the last two players out of that draft.
Mm.
Ooh. And I ended my career in 2013, and we were still the last two players of that draft.
And he's still going.
That's pretty good, though.
Hey, Tom Brady can kiss my ass. I went number two in the draft in 2000, and I don't care what happened after that. I don't remember everything else. I was drunk or something the rest of the way. Joy, we appreciate you. You do what you need to do. Have a dope show. You listening up on game. Make sure you stay tuned in, locked in, man. We'll catch y'all next week. All right. Fox Sports Radio.